Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We're bringing Reed Davis back on the show. For those of you that have been following the show for a long time, Reed is one of our regulars, and we definitely love him having on the show. And we have a big announcement to make today that Reed will be participating in one of our upcoming Mission Matters Business Leader Series books. So I'm thrilled to have him part of it as we are to have him as in part of the overall community. So Reed, hey, I just want to start off by saying welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Adam. It's always a pleasure. Hope to share some good stuff today.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt you will. And talk to Evan, one of your counterparts over there at FDN, and we're going to have him on the show as well. So I'm excited to hear his story and how FDN has also helped him in his life and now the role that he serves there. Also, as your counterpart on the podcast as well. And for the audience and those that have not, I've caught some of the previous content that Reed and I have shot together. Reed is the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition Certification Course, and we'll get into that a bit in a moment or two. But before we do that, we will start off with the Mission Matters Minute, the way that we start every episode. So Reed, you know the drill. At Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Reed, what mission matters to you?
Well, I want to empower every person on the planet to be responsible and in control of their own health. And that means learning how to do it. So I'm a teacher. But, you know, so often people are putting their health in other people's hands, and that's not helping them very much. So we're the opposite. We're the empowerment team, and education is what it's all about.
And I love that you call yourself a teacher here, but really you are one of the founders and have been in this movement for a long time of holistic health and education towards it, and specifically the FDN story, which I find remarkable. For everybody watching this, we won't do quite a deep dive into FDN. We've done a big deep dive, and we'll leave some links in the show notes so that if you care to, you can also circle back and catch some of our previous episodes where we talk really in-depth nuts and bolts on the FDN story. Definitely check out those previous episodes because you won't want to miss it. It's interesting. But Reed, just high level, like tell us maybe a little bit more. I still want to cover some of the content. Tell us a little bit more about the FDN story and really how all of this got started.
Hey, thank you. I switched gears in my career. So I was in environmental law and conservation, saving the whole planet. And around the turn of the century, Adam, you know, I turned my attention to just people. Well, what about people, including me? I didn't want anything sneaking up on me health-wise. I had no complaints, but I changed gears. I went to work in a wellness center in Southern California where people were coming for alternative answers. They had been struggling for years sometimes and seen 6, 8, 10 different practitioners and weren't better yet. Now, this really upset me. I thought it was a ripoff. I hadn't been to a doctor, so I didn't know how the medical system was failing. And even alternative medicine. So I went to work. I decided, crazy me, that I was going to be the last person that they needed to see. Now, I had a lot to learn, but I had nothing to unlearn. You know, I could just take a fresh approach. So luckily, I ran into the right people at the right time and was able to run these functional lab tests. And I just went crazy. I ran thousands and thousands and thousands of labs over the next 10 years and had great mentorship. But I figured out some things on my own. I recognized some patterns and systematized a way of investigating all the underlying causes and conditions that result in ill health. You know, the hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification, energy production, the nervous system balance, and all these things. So it was a lot of work. But again, I didn't have to unlearn anything. I could just take what I learned, apply it to real people. These are, you know, Mrs. Smith and Mr. Jones just coming in frustrated, been to all these other practitioners, tried everything they said. And I was that fresh approach that was not interested in medical conditions, but interested in what's really wrong and what can this person fix themselves? Not just here's your pills, lotions, potions, powders, or anything like that. It was like, what do you need to do to reverse this illness or disease process or whatever it is. And so that after 10 years led to me teaching, which is what I do now all over the world, of course.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I like to highlight here as we kind of dig deeper into the story is the concept of really a health coach and the difference between what a health coach does and maybe some of the other things that are, let's just say, in the medical system. And because you're not prescribing drugs, right?
Correct. So, you know, a health coach, and really we're a health coach practitioner. Mm-hmm. So there are what I've defined now as the kind of the institutional health coaches that are working for doctors, doing amazing work. They're there to help the doctor get the person, their patient, to be compliant. But it's compliance with the same old system, you know, drugs. And that's not always a bad thing. And they'll throw in some diet and lifestyle things, of course, because they're a health coach. It's, yeah, they're supposed to. So ours is different. We're kind of the independent health coaches. So we are able to run our own labs and make our own assessments and work with people more in a fee-for-service professional. Like, we are the practitioner.
Yeah.
And so there's, I think, two branches of health coaching, both doing excellent work. Ours is on a level where you're going to study all the, you're not just going to tell the patient to do what the doctor ordered. And because that system just hasn't been successful enough. Yeah. Ours, again, it's all based on functional diagnostic nutrition, what I teach, the labs and the natural protocols, all drug-free, empowering that person. Here's how you need to live, not what you need to take.
Yeah.
Come back in 3 months. Let's live like this for 3 months and we'll help, we'll coach you along the way. So we have the coaching skills, the positive psychology, the active listening and the goal setting and some of the compliance psychology, but we also know what's wrong and how to fix it.
Yeah. And so I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. So when we talk about like different types of health coaches, and again, you're not saying that anybody's doing a bad job and that these doctors mm-hmm. or that, you know, whether you're independent, whether you work for a doctor in their doctor's office, like nobody's trying to do a bad job. But what we're talking about here really is kind of like the system overall and the way it's set up. So essentially, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if somebody is, you know, working in a doctor's office and the doctor prescribes them, you know, XYZ pill, then part of the health coach's job, you know, working for that doctor's office is then to make sure that the client or the patient takes, you know, XYZ drug, whatever that prescription is, in addition to whatever the additional, let's say, hopefully it's a health coach. So there, and whether it's an exercise regimen or clean up their diet or things like that, like that's kind of the setup on that side of, let's just say on that side of the field. On the other side of the field, on the independent side, it's saying that, you know, when somebody's working with that type of health coach that isn't, let's say, working in a doctor's office or specifically for a doctor, their job is a little bit different. They're almost like an investigator. Like they're looking to see what and to try to test and to see what the root cause of that illness is, maybe, so that if you don't have to maybe take a pill as the answer, and if there's other things you can do, like they're exploring other alternatives as well. Am I off on this? I'm just trying to encapsulate to make sure that I understand the conversation.
Very well stated. So the institutional health coach is not doing a bad job. They're doing actually a very good job of helping the doctor's patients follow the doctor's orders. You know, it's just as frustrating for doctors that people don't do what they request and prescribe. So they are hiring health coaches who are good at getting that person to set their goals and take things in a timely manner, whatever the medication might be. And if that's going to help the person, we're all for it, of course.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what they need, great. But remember, I started in the field where that wasn't meeting the goals, that wasn't helping people. That's the whole system. So whether you coach people up to do it better doesn't really matter. If the ladder's up against the wrong wall, I like to say, they're just going to get there quicker and more assuredly. So our ladder's up against a different wall. It's what's really wrong and what can this person do with diet and rest and exercise and stress reduction and supplementation? Not just here's your prescription and come back in 3 months. Mm-hmm. With a little health coaching in between. It's lifestyle coaching. It's true health. It's a form of practice where we, again, investigate everything that represents a healing opportunity, So we identify healing opportunities. Here's what needs to be fixed. And here's how you can do it. And we'll work with you for that 3 months, not just come back in 3 months and we'll, let's say, retest something and see how the paper looks.
Yeah.
That's treating the paper, you know, not to go off. But yeah, you've dialed it in. There's institutional health coaching, which you're doing a great job of helping people follow doctor's orders. If that's getting you where you want to go, fantastic. If it's not getting where you want to go, then there's the independent health coach practitioner who is trained in all the anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, which labs to run, what they're actually identifying, what are those healing opportunities, and then what to do about it. And oh, by the way, when you explain to a person, well, you know, we did your saliva, urine, stool, and blood testing, and these are all the healing opportunities we discovered. People are amazed that it explains exactly why they feel so lousy and are dysfunctional in so many different ways and have chronic illness. And so then they're much more inclined to follow your lifestyle recommendations. It's harder than just taking pills, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know, it's eating right and getting a good night's sleep and other forms of rest. It's exercising, and everyone's different. Reducing stress is a big part of our program, and there's so many kinds of stress, mental, emotional, physical trauma, and of course, chemical stress from the environment and such. And so there's a lot to go through it, and supplements are very helpful. Mm-hmm. So there, it's a whole lifestyle program applied to the data that we've collected through the lab work. And it's a remarkable process, remarkable. And it outperforms the other system.
Yeah. And I wanna maybe dig a little bit deeper in the system too, because as I'm learning a little bit more, because I know a bit about what you're talking about, but I'm not claiming to be a healthcare expert. Like, you live this stuff. So if we're talking about just the overall system as well, and maybe like, and I guess not to get too political, but let's just say whether a doctor, depending on, you know, how the doctor's office is run. So meaning I don't mean that to stereotype or anything, because maybe some doctors and some, you know, some systems, the patient is paying directly. Maybe some are receiving, you know, insurance on the back end for insurance dollars, right, for reimbursements. And so there's different, let's just say, players on the side of the institutional end, whereas on the independent end, it seems to me like, because the patient's working directly with the coach, and I whether I can use the word bias or not, I don't know, but I feel like there has to be some type of bias there in terms of one versus the other, just from the standpoint of where the reimbursements are coming from and things like that. So now that if a health coach, and correct me if I'm off on this, but if the health coach idea and that independence is kind of being infused with the normal system of whether it's reimbursements, whether it's the pharmaceutical companies, all these other things, it seems to me like that institutional side of like health coaching, and where somebody could get a, you know, an independent, different, alternative, possibly holistic view, it kind of gets murky over there, doesn't it? Is that an understatement to say it can get murky?
it can get murky.
Yeah.
So my job from day one has been to remove the murkiness.
Yeah.
Like, remember, I didn't have anything to unlearn. Mm-hmm. It was just learning what's really wrong. These people have already been to 6 doctors and been told either nothing's wrong with you, like it's all in your head, or, you know, here's something you could take a pill for, or and this kind of thing. And listen, sometimes that relieves suffering. So doctors are doing a good job. We have the best doctors when it comes to managing disease and not letting it, you know, spiral out of control with drugs and surgery and with things like that. So in the what was called alternative, and then it changed to complementary, and then it grew into integrative, and now it's being called functional medicine. There are those that can work, and I'll bring up what you said. Fee for service, professional fee for service. That's how I work, and that's how I train my practitioners. And we have over 4,000 of them in 50 countries. And so we're fee for service. In other words, private pay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we can work all over the world. We aren't bound to the same care licensure requirements. You can't work out of state. You can't do telemedicine. You can't do those things. We do all of that. We make it easy for a person to get the lab testing, to get the interpretation, and then the coaching. Mm-hmm. And physicians just work otherwise, mostly because of insurance.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks that their insurance is going to cover the lab fees or some part of it. And very often that's not true. A lot of our labs are alternative labs. They're not covered by insurance. You have to, so therefore a doctor who's got an insurance-based practice is not likely to recommend these labs. Mm-hmm. And they're very likely to do what's easily reimbursed or reimbursed by the insurance company. You know, physicians, unfortunately, and they're just as frustrated. They get to spend 8 or 9 minutes with the patient. It takes them 20 minutes to bill it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a opposite. It takes us no time to bill at all. It's just fee for service. This is what you owe me. Pay me. That's it. And the lab fees are paid through us or paid through directly to the lab. So again, it's just so easy to do. And then we spend time in a coaching program, explaining what the test results mean and helping that person make the shifts, form new habits, get rid of old bad habits. This is the only thing that works that I know of in my 23 or so years of being in the health space. And, you know, again, I said I didn't have my own health problems. I didn't know how bad it was. Mm-hmm. And so I also knew, I think this came up in your question, that I'm not there to replace the physician.
Yeah.
We're there for when the physician, his or her stuff isn't working. Mm-hmm. It's not helping you get to the underlying causes and conditions, which are sometimes so far upstream, they're very hard to identify. Mm-hmm. And we can sometimes only get close enough to those underlying causes, mm-hmm. but close enough to have an effect upon them. Yeah. And that's why we work the way we do. We identify this entire constellation mm-hmm. of healing opportunities and work on it all at the same time. Remember right. this, Adam, we may have discussed this in a previous episode, mm-hmm. but those causal factors are having an effect on each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the ripples in the pool, like I showed you on a graphic one time, man, those effects on each other are often not even measurable.
Yeah.
There's just not enough labs. And so, but we look at enough lab data mm-hmm. to be able to have that data explain why a person feels like they do. As I yeah. said a moment ago, they're amazed. Oh my God. Everyone else told me either there's nothing wrong with me or it was just one thing. Well, yeah. It's never one thing. It's never one thing. So you if you're going to get healthy mm-hmm. on your journey towards better health, if you're going to go from unwell to well,
yeah.
there's a lot of steps to take for some people. And the data guides you every step of the way. And so it is a system, mm-hmm. As you asked. It's a step-by-step system. And I can teach someone in 10 months mm-hmm. what it took me 10 years to figure out.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I find just interesting about your approach overall, and what, if I can just call it, you know, the independent side of things, really is that when you're talking about like quantity of labs or how long it takes to diagnose, or excuse me, you're not diagnosing, but to help somebody to get better, really is what it comes down to. Like that's an extended process. So meaning the coach's job or the practitioner's job is essentially to get to the root of that. And that can take time. So as you said, it's not just one thing, it could be multiple things. So it's more of that relationship side of things, because one of the things that I mean, this is my personal bias. For anybody else out there, they may have a different feeling, but you know, when you talk about that 8 to 9 minutes and that diagnosis maybe that I may have with a doctor, right? Once a year I go into and do this. Like, I just never have that feeling like, do they know everything that's going on with me, right? Like, it's not possible. Like, I interview people for a living, right? That's what I do. There's no way I can know. Like, I don't care how many interviews I've done. Like, I just can't know all of those things. So the fact that when you're working with somebody, in my opinion, on the independent side, and you have the ability to work with them that extend a period of time to know that there's not this end, hurry up, has to be done type deal and timeline, to me, that's gratifying. And that, I guess that's my bias on it. But going further, I guess what I want to kind of circle back to is on this system side of things is a lot of people haven't worked maybe with a health coach and don't necessarily know what that even looks like. So maybe put a little bit of a meat on that bone, if you will, Reed, for us, like just even what it looks like to work with a health coach if somebody's watching this and they're coming in cold.
Sure. Well, we'll use a comparison. So yeah. again, people go to a physician with a complaint, and the doctor uses a sounds like method to determine which lab to run, if any. So if it sounds like thyroid, you know, a certain cluster of symptoms, sounds like thyroid, let's run a thyroid test. Yep, pat myself on the back, found your problem.
Yep.
Here's your thyroid prescription to replace the low thyroid. Most people with thyroid are low thyroid, hypothyroid. Yeah. So here's to make up the difference. Here's your prescription. Come back in 3 months and we will test you again and we'll see how we're doing. Now, what is the focus has just become the numbers on the paper, not the person. It's just, let's get those numbers right. And your original complaints that you went in there for, long list, it's 6, 7, 8, 9 symptoms. It sounds like thyroid. Yep, it's thyroid, all right.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be on that medication the rest of your life. And they'll just get the dosage to meet standard of care. And the focus is on that and not necessarily on all your complaints and never in that system on the causal factors. Why am I hypothyroid? You'll be told it's genetic or it's idiopathic. We don't know, in other words, and these kind of things. Well, that's just simply not true. Yeah. And it might get you out of pain. Remember, that doctor's job is to get you out of pain or reduce suffering. And so some of your symptoms from that medication may abate. But the next thing you know, you're saying to that physician, or you might get passed off to a different one. Because remember, they all specialize. Oh, I don't do that area. If you have gastrointestinal on top of your thyroid, you got to go see a GI guy, you know, or the GI guy says, well, I've done everything I can for your diarrhea and your bloating. For that, you've got to go see the neurologist or the endocrinologist. So they're passing people back and forth. Each one just using I call it the sounds like system.
Yeah.
It sounds like a parasite, or it sounds like irritable bowel. It sounds like, and they run a test and God forbid they find it, because now they're a genius. And they've, within their scope, have, here's another medic. That's why people are on 6, 8, 9 different medications.
Yeah.
Anyone over 65 in this country, the average is 3. So for what? It's because of the sounds like system. Mm-hmm. So we just don't work that way. I'm going to answer your question about the coaching. Mm-hmm. So they don't, typically there's no coaches in that system. There's just take your medication, come back. Mm-hmm. Now they're adding coaches, but they're just helping them take their medication and come back.
Yeah.
So that's the institutional side as you defined it or labeled it. So on our side, we know the body takes time to heal and it takes effort. It's going to take pretty much, if you've lifted yourself into that problem, these are chronic, downward spiraling, degenerative conditions brought about by our environment and lifestyle. And if that's the case, and it is, then you can live yourself out of it too. And that's where a lifestyle expert comes in. So we're that kind of health coaching. We're going to work with you for 3 months, not come back in 3 months. We're going to meet. We're going to look at your diet and what time you go into bed and what can we do to improve the sleep environment and then exercise and talking about programs or personal trainers. And so there's a whole lifestyle there just waiting for people so that they can take back control. As I said, that's the kind of coaches we are. And I think we're the highest level. We're kind of the graduate program for health coaches, because we teach the lab work, the anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, the things you need to know about how a body's actually functioning, the science, if you want, the science.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You know, so we're teaching that to the health coach practitioner. That's what makes them also a practitioner. And I'd love to add in a few things about something else you said about, you know, how the other team, which is great, how they work versus how we work. But that's the difference. It's that our coaching isn't just, you know, take your medication until you come back and see the doctor in 3 months and we'll retest you. That's treating the paper, frankly.
And you can, and feel free to add the other side, Reed, because in all fairness, like one of my goals in this interview is to kind of just juxtapose the systems, because one, you know, it's worked for some people and there's a place for it, but I'm just a fan of what you're doing.
So
give us the other side of it too.
Well, let's go there and I'll try to stay on track, because it's so exciting to me. I just go.
Yeah, no, do it. I'm in.
It's a world that it's just my world. You know, it's just what When I dedicated myself, and you know me, I ride motorcycles a lot, and I was out one day riding, and I was thinking about the people at the office, and I was upset that they were getting ripped off. Mm. They weren't getting helped. I didn't even believe it. And that they were also, the other thing that bothered me was that they're putting their health in someone else's hands. That's not, to me, kind of incredulous. But a third thing was when I said, I'm going to be the last person they need to see. Mm. Boy, did I bite off, you know, a mouthful with that. But I spent, again, thousands of labs, thousands of people creating a logical system that actually works. It's so
practical.
You say
thousands, Regis. In your career, I mean, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. How many labs do you think between your programs and everything else, your students? I'm just so curious, roughly. I don't know.
No, over 100,000 for sure.
Yeah, a lot.
I'll just quit counting there. But
I know, I'm sure. I just had to ask you that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, but I personally had 10,000 clients in those 10 years. And that's a lot. And some were just a little lot. So I don't, you know, the thing I was going to say was the fee for service and not being bound by licensure, which are handcuffs, preventing the physicians from actually doing the right thing much of the time. Now, I have physicians who are friends, and they let me in on the inside a lot of the time with how billing works, for instance. Mm-hmm. They can't even tell a person about a medicine that they think is going to help them mm-hmm. until they go through the algorithm predetermined by the insurance company, the payer. You know, the payer's always the boss. You know, if a mom takes her 14-year-old in for new clothes, the salesman sells it to the mom, not to the kid, because the mom's the one paying the bill, right?
Yeah.
In a sense, it's like that. So the payer is the boss, and physicians are handcuffed by that and a lot of other aspects of, again, I call it the algorithms of big white coat. How it works with the government and the drug companies and all these things. And so they can't even recommend the medication that they really want to recommend and write the prescription for until they go through up to two or three ones they know aren't going to work because that's how the algorithm works. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the first things that I had to recognize is that I don't have those restrictions. Yeah. It's just really, Mrs. Smith, here's what's really wrong, our assessment of it, mm-hmm. and here's what you can do. And we can work across state lines and do all these things. As a matter of fact, I'm almost hoping that the effort now by the institutional health coaching, mm-hmm. that their approval of CPT code, payment codes for health coaching doesn't go through. Now, it's probably going to go through, and then everyone will think that's what health coaching is. Mm. They're going to think, well, my insurance pays for health coaching. Why would I hire you to do independent health coaching? Mm-hmm. Well, you would hire us because we're going to run different labs. We're going to work together with you on the entire lifestyle. And unless, Mrs. Smith, something is really medically wrong, it's a very, you know, shortened downward spiral where your life's at stake. This is what's going to make you well. Mm-hmm. That whole insurance system and what the doctor offers with their form of a style of health coaching isn't mm-hmm. going to get you where you want to go. So two things there. One is this fee for service. We're professionals, just like, you know, lawyers, you know, they get paid up. I've never been to a lawyer and asked him to help me. He didn't say, write me a check. You ever been to one that didn't say pay
not me? Once.
Yeah. So you have a fee for service agreement. You mm-hmm. give them a retainer. And then they do the work. And we're like that. You pay us a fee. And then, man, we're yours. You know, we're going to dedicate every, and no holds barred, no boundaries almost of what we'll be able to do. And so unless, again, this is an important distinction. Mm-hmm. So the reason why would you choose a physician then ever?
Yeah.
Well, because sometimes that downward spiral that we all recognize is so contracted.
Mm-hmm.
The observations I make about hormones and immune system and digestion and so on, we don't have time to act upon them, that we can't capitalize on that data. So if the downward spiral is really contracted, in other words, you just got off a plane from West Africa mm-hmm. and your temperature is 105 and you're bleeding from your eyeballs, you know, that's a very contracted downward spiral. Yeah. You're probably going to die in a day or two if you don't get to the darn hospital.
Yeah.
And get some. So that's a contracted spiral where modern medicine is perfectly suited. You would never call your health coach or nutritionist.
Yeah.
If you're in that, you know, gunshot wounds, you know, broken bones, you know where to go for that. You don't call your health coach if you just got in a car wreck.
Yeah.
Once you're out of the woods and you get the bones fixed and the bleeding stopped, and yeah, then you would call your health coach, your independent mm-hmm. health coach. And hey, how did this upset the apple cart in various ways? Again, stress is sort of the root of all evil, and we're the experts at sorting that out. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that about the CPT codes. They're in trial right now, and once they're reimbursable in a doctor's office, people will start to get the wrong idea about what health and they'll think that's what health coaching always was. It's somebody in the doctor's office that helps make sure you take your medication.
Yeah, it's tricky. And as I see, and what I mean tricky is the branding part, because the last thing we'd want is people to like not be comparing apples to apples, right? Like if it's just becomes another, I bet you there's other examples within healthcare that kind of were brought under that umbrella to whether it was intentional control or otherwise, it's another product line, right? Like that adds to the system of what they're doing and adds other products and revenues. I think sometimes what people forget is that, you know, that's a business, right? Like it's a business line, just like
it's a business. It's a business. And the only study being done right now by the National Institute of Health that I know of, and you know, the NIH is huge. They have lots of branches that do different kind of research and development and things like that. So the only study being done by them that I know of on health coaching is whether it increases compliance in irritable bowel disease medication. Now, there's no one I trained that wants that job of getting taking your irritable bowel medication. Yeah. Now, I'm sure that whoever makes irritable bowel disease medication would be very happy with that system of, health coaches are good because they help our doctors, patients take their medication in a compliant way. So there's.
And that actually validates your statement earlier, by the way. Is that, you know, is the health coach's job in the institution going to be to ensure compliance of taking a medication?
Or is it going to be to change their lifestyle to make them not need medication?
Yeah.
You know, that's probably not going to get a lot of support in that system. So we are just a different system. They can parallel each other. They can even work in a very complementary fashion as needed. Yeah. We're just out there trying to teach people that if you really want to get well, treating the paper, doctors run labs too, and then give you something to move the numbers around. Mm-hmm. And we use your lifestyle to move the numbers around. The numbers aren't the problem. Mm-hmm. They're the result of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just like symptoms, they're not the problem. They're the result of the dysfunction and disease processes that are upstream that we're so good at assessing and identifying. Mm-hmm. And so it's just two different ways of thinking of things. And there's nothing to say that you couldn't do both as needed.
It's awesome. Reed, for everybody watching this, by the way, of course, we're going to get into the book, but we're going to be bringing Reed back onto the show to talk to do a deep dive once the book is released, because we do sell books and I want to do that deep dive. But I thought today it was important to spend some time getting more into what's current day happening in health coaching trends, and also just to reintroduce maybe some of the new audience that haven't caught some of our previous work into FDN and the great work they're doing over there so that you're also educated and aware. But that being said, Reed, it's awesome having you back on the show as always. And I just have to ask, I mean, we're going into the new year, 2023. We're recording this in December of 2022. For those that'll watch it in the future or listen in the future, what's next for you? I mean, what's next for you, your team over at FDN? What's next?
Thank you so much for that. I love being here with you. You're my favorite interviewer. And you got a mission that matters. And you amplify stories, and I'm tickled that I'm working with you. And our story is to grow. I invested a ton of money this year in staffing and training and systems, you know, where there's all this technology. I'm not a big tech guy. You know, I remember my BlackBerry quite fondly. You know, that's all I needed. But anyway, matter of fact, I made my first small fortune with a pager and a fax machine, as you know.
Wow.
So we've invested a lot this year so that next year we can really grow. We're going to obviously do our promotions.
Yeah.
But our big claim to fame is the quality of the course. You know, we've added modules and modules, everything that people want. We still interview every graduate and say, how can we do better? How could, and it's thousands of people now. Yeah. So we ask our customers what do they need. So the course is always under improvement, the new and improved course. It's updated almost every year anyway, but that's coming out. We got all the infrastructure in place to deliver. We could double the size of our enrollment and easily handle it. And then I guess the other thing would just be, you know, I guess word of mouth, having people talk about how much they love being an FDN practitioner. And it is fun. And we have an amazing alumni. You've interviewed Jennifer Woodward and Evan Transu, or you will. Yep. These are the team members who are out there helping the graduate post-grad. You know, now that you've learned, you know, remember I told you, I thought they were just going to go away and do what I said.
Yeah.
You know, but they wouldn't go away. They wanted more.
As everybody, every entrepreneur listening laughs at that. I thought they were just going to go do what I said. No, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta give us more.
So we created this alumni, and the alumni is just going to continue to grow. The experts, and right now we have so many graduates who have become very, very successful in their own practices. So now we have all of that that the new graduates can model from. Don't just do what I say. You know, it's hard to be me, but, you know, they can help use other examples duplicating that amazingly successful practice that I had.
Well, Reed, if somebody wants to learn more about FDN, what's the best way for them to do that and to connect?
Yeah, I think they should go to fdntraining.com/missionmatters. fdntraining.com/missionmatters.
Fantastic. And we'll put that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time engaging with a Mission Matters episode or listening to our content, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, and really what we can all learn from that so that we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging to you, then we invite you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Reed, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, sir. Keep up your amazing work and your mission.